In Jesus' name, beloved of God, what a unique day this is. No, not because of the snowstorm or the first three classes. We get plenty of snowstorms. In fact, there have been times when the university was closed and we were still open. The university is open today. But if you are a high school student, which a lot of you seem to be, if you're a high school student, this is the only time in your high school career that there will be a February 29th. You were in grade school the last time there was one. So, have you changed any since the last February 29th? It doesn't take anywhere near that long, does it, for things to change, especially for people to change, especially at your time of life. Less than a week after Palm Sunday, he who had been hailed as a king was mocked as a criminal. Now there's a change. How quickly people change. Perhaps because we only see half the picture. We only see the outward appearance, sometimes just a veneer, and how soon reality may peek through the curtain. We stub our toe, get tunneled on the way to the basket, and all of a sudden, that clean-cut, civilized student athlete becomes something else, wanting to stick it to whoever got him. How quickly appearances and reality are seen. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. The appearance of a ruler surrounded by his soldiers is really not so unusual, is it? But these are not Jesus' soldiers. These are the governor's soldiers. Now in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus had declared that he had more than 72,000 angels at his disposal. And remember, it just took one of those angels to wipe out 185,000 soldiers of the leading world power in Hezekiah's day. That's the reality. But how do we see Jesus now? Surrounded by a whole company of Roman soldiers, and he appears helpless. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, probably a worn out soldier's cape, like we saw worn at the formal banquet, masquerading as a royal robe. They put a crown on his head, but it was worse than child's play. Not just a crown of branches, but of thorns. They put a scepter in his hand, the sign of a ruler, but actually just a stick that they used to beat him on the head and pound the thorns in anytime they wanted to. The reality was that Jesus was the Christ, the King, the Son of the living God. Before him, every knee would bow of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. And every tongue confess that Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. But the appearance was that he was a helpless idealist at the mercy of the powers of this world, kneeled to only in mockery. "Hail, King of the Jews! This is what we think of you." The reality was that he was sent by God. The appearance was that royal robes were given and taken by human might. For after they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him and let him out to crucify him. To human eyes, he was surrounded by a whole company of Roman soldiers. In reality, because of him, we are now surrounded by angels and have the status of God's own dear children. The appearance? He wore a scarlet robe and crown of thorns. The reality? Because of him, you and I wear the white robes of righteousness and crowns of gold, royal priests before God. Now all things work together for our good, and even death serves as the doorway to life. Could we as kings command anything better than that? The appearance? He was hit upon the head with the mock emblem of authority. The reality? No matter what blows may strike us on the head, even in the valley of the shadow of death, we need not fear, for he is with us always, supreme in heaven and on earth. The appearance? Royal robes were put on him and taken off him by the powers of this world. The reality? True honor comes from him, no matter what the mighty or the media of this world may confer upon us. Many people suffer great pain in this life. Many suffer mockery. Jesus suffered both. He was ridiculed and despised so that you and I might be honored in his Father's house, that we might hear the King and Judge of all the earth say to us, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world." The injustices that Jesus suffered pile up like a mountain. And as we stand at the foot of it, looking up, it appears so great that it blocks out the sun. For that mountain includes our sins too. He was wounded for our transgression. But as the Spirit lifts up our eyes, we see the reality that is behind it, that makes that mountain a mere foothill compared to the towering mountain of his grace. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That mountain of sin came down on him and drove him to the grave so that we might be carried to the top of the mountain of God's grace and have access to him, to call upon him in every trouble, to enjoy his deliverance even in death, to glorify him with our very life and breath. The more things change in the world, the more he stays the same. Yesterday, February 29th, and forever. Amen. Hymn 179.